Larry Pratt from I hear some lot of noises going on in the background there. I hope it's there's gone now. Good. We have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Larry, tell us what's going on the latest now that we have the Trump administration in for now roughly a month. And what's happening to protect our Second Amendment rights to carry a gun? I'm a Gun Owner of America member here in California. And why the GOA versus the, quote, alternative organization? I don't even want to mention their name because because I think, honestly, there are things that they say or do that are, how can I say, compromise. It's almost like AARP versus AMAC. AARP, to me, is a second-rate organization. The other gun organization, second-rate compared to GOA. And why is that? What are the main bullet points you'd say make people that should be GOA members versus, you know, the other organization?
Well, I think if you understand how the two groups were organized, why they were brought into being, it helps answer that question. The, as you call it, the other organization is certainly older. It was organized by Union officers following the Civil War, and they wanted to be able to train young men how to shoot because the recruits that they had to work with during the war, the Civil War, were lousy marksmen. And the NRA was set up as a marksmanship organization, and it did a very good job at that, and it did it for, golly, really over 100 years without any real major bother from the federal government.
Right.
But beginning in 1968, the feds passed the Gun Control Act. And then by the mid-70s, they were beginning to ramp up with other infringements of the Second Amendment. And it just caught our friends, our big brother, if you will, kind of by surprise. And they're still working with them even to this day as the recognized training go-to group, and they do a good job at that, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that when your good buddy starts doing bad things, it's a lot more hard, a lot more difficult to muster the internal strength to say, I've got to call him out, even though he's my good buddy. I've got to tell him what he's doing is wrong, and we're going to oppose him. And so we were organized to look, we don't have any commitment to working with them. We're only going to look at legislation and candidates, and that's all we do to this day.
Okay, so what was the issue let's roll back just a bit. What was the issue that started to split that caused basically the need for the GOA to rise up and replace and take over those issues? What was it?
Well, at one point during the negotiations on what became the 1968 Gun Control Act, the NRA had been willing to go along with a handgun ban. It was, after all, the National Rifle Association. And what it did was to show that they were defending what they were set up to do, and they were doing a good job of that.
Right.
But they weren't looking at it as a Second Amendment issue.
Oh, okay, and so in other words, they looked at it technically as a handgun versus a rifle, and so they allowed the edge of the wedge, is the old British term, to come in and start taking away, peeling back some rights, so handgun rights start to disappear, is what you're saying. Or their right to have a concealed weapon or even a carry weapon where it was obvious, like at a holster, it was on your waist. In many states, you can do an open carry, and this, of course, means they're trying to erode the right to protect yourself.
The whole idea of the Second Amendment is to keep the government at bay.
Right.
And when you're working closely with them, running shooting matches and target competitions, that's a difficult lift. I have to do both. I'm going to punch you in the mouth and I'm going to pat you on the back at the same time. That's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
So we're the guy that's supposed to slap them if they start looking cross-eyed. And we've had to do that a number of times. And we've had to go after leading politicians and eventually help beat them.
Look at Obama. I mean, one of the things that Hillary and Obama and these other Democrats, I call the demon rats, wanted to do is they want to have electronic things in guns, which means it can be affected by electromagnetic pulse. They want to have special signatures or even a chip in the bullets, so every bullet has to be chipped. They want all kinds of weird stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? They wanted it set up so the guns required your fingerprints to even activate the gun, so only a certain person with certain fingerprints could actually even fire it, right?
Yeah, and obviously that they say that can be done technically. The fact of the matter is, as you and I know, when a bullet smacks into like a rock or a sheet of metal or something of that sort, all of that fancy stuff that we're just talking about, that goes kaplunk.
Exactly. Not only that, these guns, if you're trying to handle it and you're in the heat of a battle or you're sweating or you're not holding it properly, the gun may not fire because if it requires an accurate digital analysis of your fingerprints to turn the gun on.
Or if it fails, you're disabled and your buddy needs your gun because he's out of ammo,
right.
Not going to do him any good either.
Right, right. Now, the real reason is that, and let's look at the other side, the deep state, okay? And I'm going to roll this back in 1933, during the Nazi regime, there were battles between two literally groups of high-level Masons. And the Masons, the Masonic groups that were supported by Adolf Hitler, they conceived an idea of a supra-state government agency that would look over all intel agencies on the planet. Now, after World War II, it's interesting, we transplanted not only the space program from Germany, we also transplanted their intel agencies directly to the OAS and America. Now, what that did is it mean the intel agencies and the deep state started to try to erode gun rights because they started to become fearful of the fact that we have a large number of veterans from multiple wars. Right now, we have 23 million veterans, and we've had expert lawyers on the program that the gun rights, the rights to bear arms, have been eroded faster to veterans than almost any other group. In fact, I think right now it's 250,000 veterans have been told because their wife handles their bank accounts, they're so-called mentally incompetent, even though they've never had a competency hearing, that if they've had a period of temporary depression or PTSD, they can't ever carry not only a gun or even buy ammo.
And you know, that is such a phony argument. When you think about it, imagine, do you think Donald Trump has written a check of his own in, say, maybe the last 30 years? And many other people that are wealthy, that are stars, that have agents. Let's get real. This is not at all an indicator of incompetence. But these folks will use any excuse they can think they can put over.
I'll tell you what the real issue is. And it comes down to the most powerful thing on Earth is not nuclear weapons, scalar weapons, space-based weather weapons, it's data. Now, the most powerful data is financial data. Most people don't realize that 90% of currency on the planet is denominated in U.S. Federal Reserve notes. Two-thirds of them have never been printed. They're electronic notes that are transferred through the overnight transfer from different banks through like the SWIFT system and the international bank transfers from one bank to another. When they move gold, for example, from one vault to another, say at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, 45% of the gold bullion on the planet, they put it on a pallet jack, and they move from one vault with their own private army underground in New York City to another vault. That's it. Everything else is electronic. Now, there is a war on cash. Now, the war on cash is tied to the war on guns, because step by step, since the 1940s, when we had very high employment because we had a lot of highly trained people building equipment and so on for the military, those people moved into industry, so we didn't have 95 million unemployed Americans. Almost 50 million people in America now are on EBT cards. We have the lowest labor participation record in 51 years. So what's going on right now is the deep state is ready to do something catastrophic, and they're terrified that the public may actually revolt, which is why you see the rise of things like MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter, and these people are trying to use violence against, quote, the conservatives, thinking we're the bad guys, we're the gun guys, we're the ones that actually start the violence, say, at Donald Trump rallies, which is actually totally a lie. What's really going on is the globalists, including the agencies that are tied to the media, you know, when people say, well, what Jeff Bezos, he just got a $600 million contract, and he's bought out the Washington Post, and he's working directly with the NSA and the CIA. You have to understand, this is tied to the gun issue. It's tied to the gun issue because they're afraid that mom and pop in their home have a shotgun or a rifle or an AK-47. I can't even bring in my Russian Mach 90 automatic machine guns in from Colorado to California because even having possession of them here is illegal. I can go to jail just for having my guns moved from Colorado to California. So I have shotguns here, and I have other types of material. I have armor-piercing weapons and bombs and other things. But the thing is, I can't have certain kinds of guns because even having the possession of them in California is against the law here. And that's not reasonable.
That's one of the reasons why California is losing population. Businesses have given up trying to go along with the taxes and regulations, and they're leaving. And I imagine there's a lot of folks that have the concerns that you're pointing to.
Well, they're talking about now leaving about California leaving America and becoming its own separate country. Then the flakes here, it's my guess that California, if they lose the money, how much money do you think Trump could pull potentially because of this so-called sanctuary state, sanctuary city thing? How much money do you think it is?
It would be a lot of money.
$323 billion.
You know, you're almost starting to talk about some real money.
Right. So what happens is the state of California is so mismanaged. They're like the Saudi Arabians. If you spend more than you make, no matter how damn rich you are, you're going to be destitute. And California's hanging. They didn't properly repair the Oroville Dam 12 years ago. Even Governor Snowflake, idiot, Brown didn't repair it 3 years ago. He actually personally voted against repairing. This is the highest dam in the Western world. If it goes, it could put a literally kill up to 220,000 people with a wall of water 20 feet high, but it could actually flood and cause major power outages and major problems for 2.2 million people. And that could happen any day now. And this is the kind of stupidity the way the states run. They're doing sex change operations under 4 and 5 year olds because they think they're assigned their real biological sex is not the real sex. So they actually do surgery to change their sex and put them on hormones now, and they have all these crazy rules. Now, California is getting so bizarre here, it's an affront. For example, now they're actually saying your kid can't go to a school unless they take mandatory vaccines. So the gun issue tied to these other what we call totalitarian state issues, is there's a linkage there. And people need to know at some point things are going to get so nuts. If the economy crashes or they can't recharge the EBT cards or the something happens catastrophically, they want to make sure the public doesn't have guns.
And, of course, the Oroville Dam is right in what would be the future state of Jefferson. It's that pocket of California of, what, a dozen, give or take, counties that, frankly, if California were to leave the country, wouldn't mind saying goodbye to California.
Well, my guess is that you'd have that happen there. And here in North County, San Diego, which is the seat of the U.S. Nuclear fleet, and the air bases here and Pendleton Marine Corps base would also split off. You'd have the central part of the state, meaning Orange County and Los Angeles, and eventually you'd have it break up to 4 or 5 states. It would be a complete mess. This idea that they think they're going to cart off California and make it separate is insanity. It's not going to happen.
I think when reality is being faced, you mean when we leave the United States, we're not going to continue getting that $323 million?
Billion.
Oh.
B with a billion. Billion.
A billion, B, excuse
billion.
Me. It's hard to even learn how to pronounce those words. It's just something.
Well, he's coming with cap in hand to get President Trump to help to give him some money to do some partial repairs. But these idiots, for example, our gas lines aren't being fixed. The rebar in our roadways and bridges needs to be fixed. Our electrical power lines need to move to what's called a plasma line distribution system that's buried because we're not set up for extreme weather or ice storms. We had ice storms now across the country sometimes for 200 and 300 miles. It rips the hell out of the power grid, and it takes days or weeks for it to repair. And the danger to the public is enormous. The danger to industry when these floods started last year, for example, what's called Highway 10 that comes across the desert, completely out. So we actually lost 1% of our GDP just from that one thing in that 1 month.
And so, if it got like that over a widespread area for a growing length of time, the idea that you've been disarmed would not sit well.
Well, if I was going to do a B-movie, and believe me, if you're in Hollywood or you're a screenwriter, I'll give you some good pointers. I would call, if I was going to do a B-movie about what's going to happen if things start to go haywire, I would call it The Fourth Day. And the reason why, day one, everybody's sitting around watching their satellite phone and their TV, and they've still got cell phones. On day two, they're starting to run out of food, but, you know, what's happened is now...
And their batteries are running down because...
Their batteries are running down.
What's
happened now is they realize that the cell repeater towers have gone, and the power starts to go out. Now everything in the refrigerator is starting to rot. And now they've run out of dog food. There's no restaurants, but they think the next-door neighbor is a prepper. He may have a backup generator, and they think maybe because they've got a gun, they're going to go next door to the prepper and grab his stuff. or they're going to get anything sharp like a machete or God knows what, an axe. And, of course, the preppers are ready. I mean, you do not want to come to a prepper house like you come to my house and you're going to start threatening violence. You're going to die in a pool of blood and it's going to be vicious because I'm a crack shot. What I don't want to see happening is that. I want a public where everybody's prepped up to deal with any kind of disaster and we all have basic life support, basic trauma life support. Don't expect to have ambulances around if you have a compound fracture. Can evacuate a pneumothorax so somebody doesn't die because they got a broken rib from a crushed chest or an injury from, say, an earthquake where a piece of stuff fell from your roof and hit you in your chest and now you're sucking air until finally your lungs collapse and push over your heart and you stop breathing. And people don't know these are real simple fixed things to do. Anybody trained in 10 minutes can learn how to evacuate a pneumothorax. But is the public ready? Of course not. Do you think the government wants you to be ready? Of course not. And when they went down to Katrina, they did not want to have the public ready. They even tried to disarm people that were doctors and nurses going back and forth to the hospital from areas that were dry to the hospitals to take care of people that were stuck in the hospital, and the hospitals were high enough ground they weren't getting flooded, and they only had their own backup power supply and their own propane or other generators. And guess what? They were trying to disarm the doctors, so they were unsafely going to areas where they could get robbed or shot on the way back and forth to hospitals. That's craziness. But this
and
is
that
the government.
Was under Republican Bush.
Right, under Bush. Bush is another idiot, okay? I call, you know, Bush Jr. reading his pet goat book upside down while they're doing 9/11. 9/11, by the way, was an inside job, okay? 9/11 under this moron was managed by the I call the Prince of Darkness. That's his name in the White House, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was the shadow god, shadow president. You know, we should call him President Darth Cheney. How's that?
Well, meanwhile, we're looking at that Oroville Dam, and we're not telling people to prep. We're not diverting funds from illegal aliens, from welfare moochers. We're continuing as if nothing could happen. Life is going on as usual. Not to worry. It's crazy. So our advice at Gun Owners of America is go buy a gun. Get a lot of ammo.
Well, I'm working up toward the fourth day. And the fourth day now, the dog food's run out. The food in the refrigerator's all gone rotten. They've turned off the water. Now, people may or may not know this, but every Western nation has backup power systems to supply water to your home. So if you're in a city or town, the reason why the fourth day is particularly bad is because there's a smell associated with it. It's called backup sewage. Because none of the sewage system in every Western nation on the planet has backup power systems. So if you don't treat the sewage and you keep on pumping water, the toilets and the sinks and everything in your home will all back up sewage into your home. And if you don't turn the water down so people don't have enough water to wash or even drink, now you're in trouble. So people aren't aware of that. They don't, you mean the water's going to get cut off even though they have power? Yeah, because if they keep pumping water, you're going to keep flushing the toilet and going number one and number two, or vomiting if you're sick with, say, your period or God knows what. And that's going to back up in your sink and your tub and your toilet. It's going to make your house a cesspool. And unless you're on a septic field like we are outside the city, you're screwed. Now, we have also backup water tanks because we don't trust that even the water supply would be there, even though I can look across our valley and I can see a tank with like 3 million gallons in it. Doesn't matter. That water can be going nowhere because if the people that are on water supply don't have a backup system for treating the sewage, they have to turn off the water or turn it way the hell down. So the fourth day is a day when it smells like hell. That's when also you grab your gun, you go to the next door neighbor you think is a prepper and you want to steal their stuff because you have, or your stomach is now growling, your wife is terrified, your kids are dehydrated, and the dog is barking trying to bite your leg.
the insult to the injury. Even the dog now hates me.
Well, let me tell you, have you ever heard of a thing called devil dogs?
No.
No, okay. Well, I'm an emergency trauma doctor, and I've been in practice for 4 decades. And devil dogs are scary. And whether it's in Canada or the United States, and I remember when I was, and I worked in Georgia, Illinois, and Colorado, and I can tell you, if you've got a pack of wild dogs or just, you know, pets have been left and there's 100 of them, and they can be little devil buggers or great big guys. The little ones are actually the worst ones, believe it or not. And they're really hungry, and you fall or get injured, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's a bunch of devil dogs, they'll rip you, and all that's left is a couple of bones.
Lovely.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How do they join GOA? I'm a member. We need to have actions. Well, we have this period of grace under Donald Trump, but if it ever gets turned back to either what I call the Republic Craps or the Demon Rats, that's their new names for those alternative parties. Both parties, by the way, were destroyed by Donald Trump. He's done a house-style takeover. The Republicans, basically, they tried to not even show George Bush Sr., whose father was a former senior person, and George Bush was there in Dealey Plaza with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. These monsters, by the way, are right there with the demon rats, people like Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Pizzagate pedophile scandals. These monsters, globalists, have got hell planned for American citizens and for people around the world. And you have to understand that if it ever turns back to the demon rats or the Republic rats and they get back in control, Americans are in grave danger of losing their gun rights, because if you lose your guns, there's nothing to restrain you from doing almost anything to the public. You know, the fact that we have 94 million armed Americans, I heard the number is something like 382 million guns, and billions and billions, you know, like that astrophysicist that used to be in the late 90s, he used to say billions and billions of stars. Billions and billions of guns. In fact, the best gun salesman, I saw a picture of a wife beater shirt with Obama, and he looked like he was playing the air guitar with an AK-47, and he had a strap around with a bunch of bullets. The best gun salesman in modern American history is Barack Obama.
Absolutely, and sales went down the month he was out of office.
Yeah.
They had been up for 8 years, eight years every month running.
Yeah, but you know what, boom. You got to understand, they should actually wise up and realize, now that Donald Trump's there, the globalists, that now they're trying to go after Mike Adams and Alex Jones and Dave Hodges and so on, and trying to attack them all, and going after these other people, trying to even infiltrate their radio show or television show and so on, they need to know the danger is actually increased. It's not decreasing. The fact that Donald's there, and you see this Muppet-like faced, woman here. I can't believe that she actually does this. She says, it's time to impeach, Donald Trump. I'm thinking, this is Maxine Waters. I'm thinking, I see her, and her lower jaw moves like she's a Muppet from, the TV show. I'm thinking, it's time for us to impeach. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Do you want America to go into total annihilation? And by the way, the black-on-black murder is simply because of people like Maxine Waters and some of these corrupt black Democrats. They're not fixing the problem. Donald wants to fix it. Don't look at his skin. If you could scrape that skin off, that orange skin of Donald Trump, underneath it, he's black. Did you know that? He's blacker than Maxine Waters or these other idiots, because he cares about them, because they're fellow Americans and they're fellow human beings. The guy is a blue-collar billionaire. And if you don't think, that's why he's a screw-up mess. That's why he has a potty mouth. That's why he does things that are inappropriate, because just like you and me. But he's got a heart of gold. Everybody who knows Donald, and I've talked to people who have known him for like 3 and 4 decades, this guy's a screw-up, but he's a wonderful screw-up.
He's, from everything I can tell, the real deal.
He is the real deal. That's why he connects with people.
Yeah.
And he's like Energizer Bunny. This guy, he's got the best batteries for a human on the planet.
Well, he
nobody
might
can
sleep,
keep up with him.
He might sleep 2 or 3 hours a night.
Yeah, well, he's
tweeting
like
at all hours.
He's like Deagle, if I don't take things to knock me down, I stay up, man. If I wasn't taking nutraceuticals to go to sleep, I'd probably get along with 3 hours, maybe 4 hours a night.
Wow.
I am Trump-like. He must be a
disrespectful. Hey, we're at gunowners.org for those that want to find us and join up.
Yeah, stay right there. We'll be back in a second. We got more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Request, if you're listening to the program, place your orders at NutraMedical at 888-212-8871. We had a big sale on that finished last week on my birthday, the 15th. We have lots of sales on. We have lots of special 3 and 6 packs on. I provided tons of consultations out there. I expect you to order and support us. If you don't, we'll go away. If you don't support the other alternative broadcasters, they'll go away. And if we don't have alternative media to tell you the truth of what's going on, and you lose things like your gun rights, that's why you want to become a member of GOA, Gun Owners of America, at goa.org.
If you gunowners.org.
Yeah, gunowners.org. If you don't support gunowners.org, if you don't support the alternative media raising issues and questions, you will lose all your rights and you will be in a prison society where you've lost your rights to protect yourself from forced vaccines, forced chipping, electronic money, and all the horrors of a total police state, and the deep state will be in control of you, sterilize you and your children, genetically modify you and shorten your lifespan and eventually kill you. And if you don't think that's going to happen, you're a fool and you'll die. And the thing that will happen to you is what's called a Darwin effect. If you don't realize this, you'll be taken out of the gene pool.
It has happened before. It's not a pretty sight. And
last century, the same
kind of... You just made a great case for having a gun.
Last century, because of the rise of communist socialism and globalism, they killed somewhere around 300 million people worldwide. This century will be considerably worse if we don't stop it.
And it's already been, look how monstrous under our recently departed dear leader, the number in the tens of thousands of people in Middle Eastern countries primarily that have died because the world order was assaulted by Obama, and as things came unraveled, Libya was a tolerably stable place, and now it's probably something the Marines couldn't go into safely.
Well, I saw O'Reilly trying to, you know, he's a cantankerous SOB, and he tried to confront Trump, thinking he's going to trash Trump, and Trump is pretty damn wise, and he's pretty good at counterpunching. So he said, you know, you said about Putin being a killer. I said, well, you know, Andrew said, yeah, he's a killer. Now, by the way, Putin has been, they've tried to assassinate people within Russia at least half a dozen times or more, or international agents.
And so he returns the favor.
He returns the favor, and he's a black belt in Samba, etc. But he's a former member of KGB. So if you try to kill Putin, you're probably going to die of radioactive polonium or a bullet or something horrifying if you're trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Now, what Trump said is, well, do you think that we're good? I can give you examples, and you know, of course, he's been briefed and so on, but he's been around the world many times. For example, an example that I can tell you right off is Muammar Gaddafi. Both Obama and Hillary Clinton presided over the murder of this guy in the back of a truck with a steel rod shoved up beside him. And what Hillary said is, you know, a play on the Romans saying, Veni, Vidi, Vici, we came, we saw, we conquered.
He died.
And she cackled. I'll tell you, She's losing money. Now their foundation is gone. She just needs to sell her cackle to Hollywood, and she'll make lots of money every day.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. She's got the best cackle on earth.
Especially at Halloween, she'd be rich.
Yeah. You just walk up to a door and play the Hillary cackle and say, give us money as well as treats or else.
I'll give you everything. Just get that laugh out of here. No, it's a dangerous world, and the idea that somehow we should be complacent because Donald Trump's in office, I think you put it very well earlier. You said we've been given a 4-year reprieve. Now,
yeah.
God willing, it'll be an 8-year reprieve. But really, all we know is maybe it's going to be 4 years. What are we going to do to take
advantage of it? It could be less than that if they assassinate him or they do a coup d'etat, which they're trying to do, and within a month, when you get Maxine Waters and the idiots there and the alt-left literally trying to literally impeach him immediately, and he hasn't even got his full cabinet together, we're talking about the kind of public discourse and conduct that isn't becoming of a first state democracy. It's not.
No, they're beclowning themselves, and of course, what they're ultimately up to, it seems to me, is to take away any legitimacy that people might have seen in the Trump presidency. And if he's viewed then as just some kind of dictator, which is what they've had in mind all along, because anybody that's not their guy...
Well, they want their version of dictatorship. They want a dictatorship where you got MS-13 next door, your kid can't go out because the gangs are, if you're a black kid or Hispanic, has to join a gang, or you'll die trying to get to school because your gang has to protect you. That if you aren't involved with selling drugs because they've recruited you, even if you want to go to school and become an engineer as a little black boy or Hispanic kid, and you're smart enough to do it, you're in this gang, and if you don't pack an illegal gun, like in Chicago, you're going to get in trouble. Now, what happened is Chicago has the best laws against citizens having guns. And if they did these, you know, what they call them, search and seizure, where they grab all the kids in New York, they started under Giuliani years ago, where they grab all
stop and frisk.
So stop and frisk. And if they found they had an illegal gun, immediately they were guilty of a felony. They go to jail. That'd be the end of it. And then if they're an illegal here and they actually had an illegal gun, they'd immediately be deported from our prison to their prison. And by the way, these countries that wouldn't take our people, we would cancel all visas, so anybody coming from their country could never come here again until they smartened up and took their prisoners back in their prisons.
And they could say bye-bye to the foreign aid, too.
Right. So there's lots of things we could do, but of course you're not going to get under Obama. This smirking reptile, Obama, laughing at us while he's destroying our country. I mean, we do reverse speech on him, says, you know, yes we can, is thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. That's what he's really saying. Thank you, Satan. Okay, so let's face it.
He was a truly evil man.
He is vile. Now he's got 2 miles. He's got this wall built around his house, 2 miles from the White House. He's got a war chest of just under $50 million now. They actually passed laws that in the middle of December, Mr. Clapper passed this rule under a direction from Obama that was signed in on January 3rd by Loretta Lynch, the the deep state phony attorney general, to allow the NSA to no longer, in the SIGINT, the Signals Intelligence Agency, to screen all intel to make sure that they were protecting the rights of American citizens and shielding them from their name or anything going out to some other agency. That's gone. They want to make sure there's a very straight conduit between the intel agencies and the media so they can trash Trump and anybody around Trump, including his 10-year-old son or his grandson or his daughter because she's selling her clothes or anybody tied to him. I mean, I went on my news blog, link on my iPad this morning. I looked at it and said, everything in this is vile against anything Trump or Trump connected. Yeah, the deep state and the media and the intel agencies have gone haywire. They're completely off the rails. And if people don't see there's something really dark coming, really, really dark coming, like an assassination attempt or God knows what, there's something very dark coming against Donald Trump and our government. And I know that Pence is a tough guy, but he's, to me, in my mind, he's too soft-spoken even when he went to Europe.
Well, he says the right things, but he does say them in a very
pleasant way.
Well, he's, in that way, he's much like the new Attorney General, Mr. Sessions.
Yeah, and well, he's a tough guy, but you need somebody that has a voice like me. I get in your face. I look eyeball to eyeball to you, and if you are not fearful, you soon become fearful because you know there's going to be bad consequences to do this, anything that I don't like.
Well, as long as we got Donald Trump in the White House, we got a guy from New York. And
right.
New Yorkers enjoy a reputation of being in your face.
Well, he wears level 3 body armor and his own private security force that I think are probably a mark above the private security force that they usually have around the president. They had
a
guy a few months ago.
Smart move.
Right,
he knows
had a guy
about
a few months ago.
Guys.
They had a guy a few months ago that showed up at Trump Tower, and it turned out he had a Glock that had no serial numbers. They weren't filed off it. There were none on it. And the guy apparently was on a list of former FBI agents that died in the field in an operation as an undercover agent. So the guy, his ID came up that this guy was dead for 5 years, but he was trying to kill Trump. And then the media tried to spin it. There was an off-duty police officer wandered off across from a building across from Trump Tower that somehow got there when that story was total BS. It was a former FBI agent dead for 5 years with a Glock with no serial numbers on it, not filed off, none on there in the first place. Now, I know the only agency that has numbers like that will be the FBI or the CIA or the NSA, no such agency. That's it. So it meant a deep state agency tried to assassinate Trump even when he was a candidate. They're in a state of shock because they did not plan on the fact that even the body doubles couldn't stand in enough for Hillary Clinton because of many of the places where they went, including the debate, that wasn't Hillary Clinton. That was her body double.
Well, I guess all they had to do was stand there like a chump because she certainly didn't look very, very effective, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, they haven't worked on cyborgs enough to make a really good cyborg copy of the Wicked Witch of the West. And she's in there, certainly couldn't respond quickly to questions or bring out issues or even connect with the public. Like, I care about you, public. I care about you, your jobs and the safety going back and forth to school and whether you can buy a home or a car or you have a future. So the Rust Belt in America defeated Hillary because she didn't even campaign there. She didn't care. If you're a Rust Belt person, go to hell. I'm going to L.A. I'm going to, I'm going to encourage Governor Brown to say 2.8 million illegals, go and vote in the voter box. It's a sacred place. Don't worry. The fact you're illegal is no problem.
And she failed to understand how the Electoral College works. You can run up the illegal vote total enormously in California. It only skewers the vote in California, exactly the way the Electoral College was designed to perform for people like her.
Yeah, and the problem is, you see, when Trump finishes his investigation, because we know already from studies in 2004, there's at least 1.82 million people that are on the voter rolls that are dead, sometimes for 3 and 4 generations. There are up to 3 million people who illegally voted that were in multiple states, including people busted by the Project Veritas from one state to another. We know in California, the last 2 years have been more people receive licenses or illegals than regular citizens, and the total number of illegals that have basically driver's licenses and don't have citizenship or a green card, even, is 2.8 million in California. So what we're dealing with is a situation which is completely unreasonable. So when Trump throws a number like 3 million, he may be off by a million, but he's in the ballpark.
Exactly right. And he's spotlighting a serious problem that happily is somewhat isolated to California. And the irony is that when they started counting the ballots in a recount in Michigan, oops, Trump started to get more votes. So we haven't heard how that...
They had some places in Detroit where one person voted as much as seven times. The same person.
Now, what a patriot, you know? You just got to admire the love of country where somebody would spend their whole day voting. Isn't that admirable?
Well, and by the way, I dialogue back and forth with Robert David Steele. I don't know what you think of this guy. He's on some issues.
I'm not sure I know who he is.
Yeah, he was really pushing in the last few years. Both it's the Democrat and Republican Party to set up new voter laws and so on. Some of the things he says make some sense, but then it's mixed with some other things that are totally bonkers. So I see this guy as what I call a deep state plant. Okay? I don't see him as a good guy. And the idea is you need to have voter rolls where you do a voter count with paper ballots only, and you have a system set up so you can't fiddle the system or screw out the system or go back and change the ballots or have boxes of ballots disappear.
I like what you're talking about. The paper ballot is very important, and if we had people dunk their thumb or some finger in some indelible ink, as they've done in other countries, that would help. Other countries actually have a better voting system than we do. It's amazing how lackadaisical we are about, anybody can vote, it's just no problem.
Well, actually, I got a real simple system. What happens is, as soon as you put your ballot in the ballot box, it takes a digital picture of you as you're just putting your ballot in the box.
So that would be a good idea.
And then it would set a timestamp on the picture and on your ballot, so right down to the hundredth of a second, it would know who put it in the box and what their digital picture was. And it would match them in the database.
And it would still be an anonymous ballot unless and until they had to do an investigation.
If they had to do a digital autopsy, they'd say, oh, your ballot with a certain serial number and a stripe on it came in at a certain time, 1 minute, 45, and 300ths of a second after 1 p.m. at a certain GPS location, which should, the GPS location should also be in that system. Mm-hmm. And when it took a flash photo of you, it would say, ah, you put in your ballot, that was you, and it could see you, and then it could even match it up with digital photos and your driver's license and other things. So that would solve the problem. Paper ballots, a digital photo, GPS coordinates, and time rate to the hundredths of a second. Problem solved.
See,
there's no problem, and I put this out, and I ask people to do it to challenge me. There is no problem in any sphere of human endeavor that I cannot provide a solution or a framework to solution in any area on Earth. Now, people say, no, that's really arrogant, Deagle. I said, well, I have those skill sets. And I tell you, having guns is one of the ones you better damn well have it, because when the globalists want to pull off what they want to do, if they want to get these crowds really going, give an example. Let's say after this fourth day, like this show I talked about earlier, there's no dog food, there's no power, there's no cell phones anymore, there's no gasoline, there's no credit cards, and everybody's walking in the freeways. There's stuff with cars that ran out of gas because they were idling for long. And now the water's turned off because if you keep on putting water, the sewage will back up in their homes, in the cities. Now you've got roving bands of people like in motorcycles or whatever trying to go from home to home with guns if they can to try to see if they can get people's stuff, see if they can survive. It'll make the day after tomorrow and Walking Dead look like a garden party. People don't really conceive this, do they? That's why I tell them right now, if you're in a big city, get the hell out, number two. Number two, become a prepper. Plan on a remote area where, say, dozens or hundreds of families can get together and start getting a remote site. So things deteriorate beyond the first 20 or 30 days, you have a place to go to say, you know, we got to leave there. We got the trailer out back. We got the RV ready to go. Boom, we're done. And
better than staying around like Katrina.
No, and they need to be ready for the idea that you're not coming back until the body count is so high after 6 months that is safe.
Absolutely.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So it's gunowners.org. I don't know if I've convinced people. If you're not convinced, by the way, and you've been listening regularly to the show, you're brain dead and there's no help unless we give you a conservative brain transplant from someone who's a recently deceased conservative.
Would that that were possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just being sarcastic here. The fact is, though, there's a number of these people like the Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and other people that will get a temporary amount of money. The protests will stop when George Soros stops breathing oxygen in upstate New York, is imprisoned, never gets day passes or gets yard time. And when they imprison all the other people involved with Pizzagate, involved in various levels of the government, or people that think like Katie Hayes, who's a never-Trumper, who's making up Trump's schedules, appointed by Reince Priebus. And Reince better watch out who he's appointing, because this Katie Hayes one was literally one of the leakers directly inside the White House. And what I am worried about, I get this gut feeling, you know, when you get this gut stirred, like they're planning something really bad against the Trump government. because it's not just a U.S. thing. We're dealing with a global thing. That's why we have people like Leo Lianzagami on the first hour, which are the Italians for Trump. They want Trumpism to spread across to France, Europe, and other Asian and other countries in counteraction to, say, this crazy Pope. Pope Francis has said there's no such thing as terrorism. He actually said that the other day. I want a bitch
slap. That was extraordinary. That's,
I want to, and let me tell you, if you're a Catholic, I want to bitch slap this Pope. Okay? He needs to be bitch slapped. Okay? This is ridiculous.
I don't know that this guy is a believer. He is a Marxist. He comes from a Marxist communist background in Argentina. And to say that there's no terrorism, that's a guy who doesn't understand basic Christian doctrine. Of course there's that kind of evil in the world.
There, a little minor little variation on it. He's a believer, but he's a Satanist, a follower of Lucifer, and he worships every day for the demise of the human race. He's a monster.
Yeah, it's really scary that a guy that preaches to us about how a wall on the Mexican border is not a good idea, well, Mr. Pope, tear down your 50-foot wall around the Vatican. What a hypocrite!
Do you know how you can tell if someone is full of SHI? What you do is you tell him to lean forward on a wall, and you see the little brown line move up his eyeballs.
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't have to see the litmus for that to know that this guy has a real problem with the truth, with reality. And he's rejected what the Bible has to say, so obviously he's not going to know what to do.
Well, I don't know why other cardinals and Catholics haven't just excommunicated this Pope and said, that's it, man, we're done with you.
Well, maybe they're having the same trouble he is.
Well, first off, you need to have I call it cojone transplant, and have enough cojones, whether you're male or female, to stand up and tell the truth and do something about it. And one of the things you need to do, if you don't have a gun, as they say, what's that saying, you know, come to my little friend. If you have a gun, a shotgun is my favorite for defending your home, a handgun, whatever else you have, even fancy stuff that I can tell you how to build. If you don't have a gun, and they start to do bad stuff to you or your family, or someone decides that you're a prepper, believe me, you will wish you had one when the time comes on the fourth day.
Alas.
Alas.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.